Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. Just in time for the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month, the new jukebox musical Buena Vista Social Club has announced it is coming to Broadway in the spring, following a sold-out off-Broadway run at the Atlantic Theater Company last winter. The show is driven by the catalog of the titular Cuban music group, some of it stemming from their self-titled Grammy-winning debut album. The album's creation drives the show's plot. Set in Havana, per the New York Times, the show depicts a group of aging and often overlooked musicians gathering in a recording studio and recalling the tumultuous era decades earlier when they were young and the Cuban Revolution was gaining steam. The narrative loosely tracks with the history of the album, but contains songs that were released separately and elements that are fictionalized. Initial casting for Buena Vista Social Club was also announced today, with multiple performers reprising their roles from the Atlantic production, including Natalie Venetia Belcon as Omara, Julio Monge as Compay, Mel Semey as Ibrahim, Hinardo Batista Sterling as Rubén, Leonardo Reyna as young Rubén, and Renacito Avich as Eliades. New to the Broadway company are Issa Antonetti as young Omara, Devon Moody as young Compay, Wesley Ray as young Ibrahim, and Ashley De La Rosa as young Haiti. Semey, Sterling, Antonetti, Moody, Ray, Reyna, and Avich will all be making their Broadway debuts with the production. A six-person ensemble was also announced. Swings and understudies will complete the cast at a later date. Buena Vista Social Club features a book by Marco Ramirez, choreography by Justin Peck and Patricia Delgado, and direction by Sahim Ali. The lead producers are Oren Wolf, John Stiles, and Barbara Broccoli. The three of them won the 2018 Best Musical Tony Award for The Band's Visit. The musical is being capitalized for $17 million. Previews begin February 21st at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater before an official opening on March 19th. Tickets are on sale right now at BuenaVistaMusical.com. Breaking from over the weekend, Mia Farrow, one of the co-stars of the newly opened play The Roommate, tested positive for the coronavirus for the first time. After both scheduled performances on Saturday were canceled, one of the show's associate directors, four-time Oscar nominee Marsha Mason, went on in her place, opposite Patti LuPone, on Sunday. Mason is expected to be in the show again tomorrow night. It is not clear at this moment when Farrow will be returning. The Roommate runs through December 15th at the Booth Theater. Three cast members will be departing the hit play Stereophonic on September 29th. Sarah Pidgeon, Tom Pasinka, and Juliana Canfield will play their final performances as Diana, Peter, and Holly, respectively, on that day. All three of them were nominated for Tonys this year. Starting October 1st, Amy Forsyth will play Diana, Rebecca Naomi Jones joins as Holly, and current understudy Benjamin Anthony Anderson will be bumped up to the principal role of Peter. Forsyth played a main role in the 2016 Hulu series The Path and recurred in the first season of HBO's The Gilded Age. She will be making her Broadway debut. Jones was last seen on Broadway as Laurie in the 2019 revival of Oklahoma. Stereophonic has also announced one final extension on Broadway. Tickets are now on sale through January 12th at the John Golden Theater. In other casting news from today, The Notebook will welcome a new young couple to the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater for its final weeks on Broadway. Benji Santiago and Anna Zavelson will make their Broadway debuts as younger Noah and younger Allie. They begin performances October 8th. As previously announced, original cast members John Cardoza and Jordan Tyson will depart the musical on October 6th. Santiago, a Carnegie Mellon product, was recently seen in St. Louis as Usnavi in a Muni production of In the Heights. Zavelson, a 2022 finalist at the Jimmy Awards, is currently a junior at the University of Michigan. Both of them are expected to stay in the show until its closing. The Notebook will play its final Broadway performance on December 15th. Tonight marks the start of a new era at Broadway's Cabaret as they welcome Adam Lambert, Alii Crivaglio, Calvin Leon Smith, and Michelle Aravena to the company. Lambert and Crivaglio make their Broadway debuts, leading the cast as the MC and Sally Bowles. They will both stay with the show through March 30th. Smith, the new Cliff Bradshaw, was last on Broadway last year in Fat Him, and Aravena, whose casting was just announced today and will be taking over for the roles of Fritzy and Fraulein Kost, was last seen on Broadway in Beetlejuice. Original cast members Eddie Redmayne, Gail Rankin, Ato Blankson-Wood, and Natasha Diaz all played their final performance on Saturday night. Cabaret continues at the August Wilson Theater. Meanwhile, at the Ambassador Theater, Alyssa Milano, star of Who's the Boss, makes her Broadway debut tonight as Roxy Hart in Chicago. She will stay with the longest-running American musical in Broadway history through November 10th. Before beginning previews tomorrow night, Our Town has announced the launch of a $49 digital lottery and $45 in-person rush. Free entries are accepted for the lottery from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m. the day before a performance. Winners will be drawn that same day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Each winner may purchase up to 2 tickets each. Rush tickets will be sold in person at the box office the day of a performance, availability pending, beginning at 10 a.m. weekdays and Saturdays and 12 noon on Sundays. With valid proof of identification, students can purchase rush tickets for just $30. Up to 2 rush tickets can be bought per person. Our Town officially opens at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on October 10th and will run through January 19th. And finally today, Suffs is giving you 3 extra ways to secure discounted tickets this fall with the aim of mobilizing young voters prior to this November's presidential election. Beginning September 19th and lasting through Election Day on November 5th, patrons 25 and younger can secure $19 same-day rush tickets at the Music Box Theater box office, availability pending and with valid proof of age. There is a limit of 1 ticket per buyer. Patrons who buy a full-price ticket from now until November 5th can purchase a second ticket for just $25 for a future voter under the age of 18. Tickets can be purchased in advance at telecharge.com using the promo code FUTUREVTR. And seating bundles in groups of 4 and 6 are also now available for advance purchase through November 5th. The Votes for Women 4-pack includes 4 orchestra tickets at a $299 total, while the More the Mightier 6-pack includes 6 mezzanine tickets for $225, with orchestra-level upgrades available at an extra $35 per ticket. On these new initiatives, lead producers Jill Furman and Rachel Sussman said, "We believe that art has the power to drive social change and inspire people to take action, and we see every night how Suffs inspires our young audience members in particular. We are excited to be able to make this story more accessible and encourage audience members to bring their friends and family members to see our fight for the vote dramatized in Suffs, and to encourage them not to take this right for granted, especially in this crucial election year." Suffs continues its Broadway run at the Music Box Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.